Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Well, ZZ Top bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Fred Keel is our guest, our new friend, soon to be old friend. Fred, we're like the Hotel California here. You can check out anytime you like, but if you're good, and you are, you can never leave. So I just want you to give you fair warning on that.
Okay.
Fred is the author of the new book, Return on Character, KRWInternational.com. Is that right, Fred?
Yes.
And so check that out. His last name is K-I-E-L, if you're Googling him. We're talking about character, the return on character, not return on investment. I like to think about return on investment from character.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what you talk about in your book. Folks, this is a highly researched book. This is not reporting inside his head. He went out and did the elbow grease and the shoe leather to find out that there is a direct, as he explained in the last segment, there is a direct connection between high character executives and those with not so much. So you alluded to something earlier, Fred, in the previous segment that made me write this question down that I want to talk about in this segment. Where have we gone wrong in the last 15 years?
Well, I think it's longer than 15 years. If you go back to the 70s...
That's it. That's when you go. Yep.
Yeah, most businesses, large and small, thought in terms of who are their stakeholders, and their investors were only one group of stakeholders. Equally important were the employees, the customers, and the communities in which they operated.
Yep.
And that philosophy got eroded in the late 70s when a couple of obscure economists published a paper that justified providing stock options for publicly owned companies, for executives, publicly owned companies.
Right.
And that unleashed the whole era of Greed is Good with Drexel Burnham and
right.
Michael Milliken and mm-hmm. the Predators Ball and all of those people.
Well, the share price became the holy grail, not the relationship with people.
And that's where Wall Street still is today, is that the only thing that they think has any value at all is the return to the investor.
That's right.
The total investor return.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm here to tell you that they're leaving a lot of value on the table, the executives that only focus on that.
They're leaving a lot of waste and pillage in their wake too.
There are
a lot of heartache.
Oh,
in their wake.
Absolutely. You know, 70% of people who go to work in American companies today claim that they don't feel engaged. They're just putting in their time. Well, that's an awful waste of the human spirit.
That's right.
For one thing.
That's right.
And it robs all of those people, millions and millions of people, of having career satisfaction and feeling challenged. And we have traced the cause of that low level of workforce engagement back to the perceived the character, how the senior team and the CEO treats the workforce. And most often they're fairly unaware of the careless things that they do that
yep.
that erodes workforce engagement, but it's there. And one of the things that keeps them focused on that, especially in the publicly held companies, is the constant drive for next quarter results in short term.
That's the 90-day, ladies and gentlemen, where have you been hearing that? My folks have been hearing me say this for 8 or 9 years now, Fred,
uh-huh.
that the fealty to the 90-day conference call
yeah.
and devotion to God Almighty share price is what's created a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. And here's the thing, Fred. Nobody on Main Street, no small business owner ever begrudged a billionaire on Wall Street. Until they quit letting us play in the marketplace, with the same marketplace they play in. Until they quit investing in the economy. And when they found a way to make themselves rich without having to invest in the economy, that's where we draw the line. What do you think?
Well, I agree completely. The virtuoso CEOs, those CEOs in our study that were rated as the top level of character, the 10, Most of those are CEOs of publicly held companies,
mm-hmm.
and they don't hold this view. They basically tell Wall Street, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get, and we think that it'll be, you know, a mm-hmm. handsome return, but we're going to focus on the other promises that we've made to the employees and to our customers,
right.
and if we treat them right, you'll be rewarded. And
you know, one of the things it's a big deal right now is big data, right?
Yeah.
When does somebody start thinking about big customers instead of big data?
Yeah, right.
Right? I'm curious about one thing about your research. I don't know if you checked this or not, but I would like, if you haven't, I'd like for you to consider it. Maybe you already know this. How many of your top 10 group that are publicly traded don't provide guidance to analysts? You know what I'm talking about? Wouldn't we be better off if more CEOs told analysts we're not going to give you quarterly guidance?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think there's an increasing trend towards that, but it's pretty small yet. You know, our data was collected, you know, over a course of 7 years from 2007
right.
to 2013. And I don't think any of those 10, they aren't all public companies, a couple
right.
of large nonprofits
right.
there, but I have the publicly held companies, I think they all provided guidance.
Yeah, but I bet if you ask them if they, and here's another indictment of Wall Street, how many of those publicly traded companies would go private if they could right now?
Yeah, well, I don't know specifically of ours, but.
Yeah, hey Fred, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted. Thanks, Jim. This has been great.
I've enjoyed our visit. Come back soon. Fred Kiel, ladies and gentlemen, K-I-E-L. His website is krwinternational.com. The book is called Return on Character. Quick break. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.